T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the time.
You're listening to the Flourish and Thrive Radio Show, episode 22. Hey there, Kate Hartley here, and welcome to another episode of the Flourish and Thrive Radio Show. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. This is the show where I interview guests whose stories will inspire you to take the steps you need to create the life you want and educate you with tips and strategies to help you overcome your roadblocks. My guests all have one thing in common, and that's the passion to consistently take action, to follow their dreams and achieve their goals in life. On this show, you also hear what's working and not working in people's lives, the challenges they face, and more importantly, how they overcome those challenges, using their resourcefulness to get to where they want to be. Tonight's show is a little different to my usual format, as I have two special guests who work the same health and fitness business as I do. We were all following our own career paths when, over the summer months, we were approached by Beachbody, who is a huge health and fitness product in the States, to help launch Beachbody in the UK. The reason I wanted to get a few of us together on tonight's show is to help spread the word that fitness isn't just something that happens on the outside of us. It's not just about muscles or weight loss. When we're fit and healthy, it has a positive impact on so many different aspects of our lives. Tonight, we all share our stories with you and hope they may encourage you to look us up and consider joining us on our health journeys. Obesity is rising to epic proportions. Mental health issues continue to rise. We see ourselves as being on the front line of promoting health and wellness, and our stories tonight help give you a glimpse into how much can be achieved in really such a short space of time. I'm going to kick tonight's show off with Emily Gee. Emily is a trainee solicitor who reveals how Beachbody has supported her through her binge eating habits by the spirit of community and a sense of accountability that she's found within the Beachbody product and community. So without further ado, Emily, welcome to the Flourish and Thrive Radio Show. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great, thank you.
Yoo-hoo! I'm so happy that you're able to join us on the show. And so, Emily, to get us started, I know you've been poorly, so thank you very, very much for coming on and making the time and the effort to be here with us. But so if you need to cough in the background, don't worry, we won't mind. But to get us started, would you mind sharing a little of your story and, you know, kind of explain what how Beachbody's helped turn your life around?
Yeah, of course. Firstly, thank you very much for having me.
It's my pleasure.
So I think I'll probably start with about a year ago, I got glandular fever. I'm a keen hockey player. So it meant that I had to stop doing any intense cardio, anything like that. I managed to start doing small, sort of very lightweight, short workouts at the gym. And then in about April, May time, I saw a post and was contacted by a couple of people from America in who are already coaches for Beachbody. Yeah. And I have done Insanity before and things like that, but hadn't really appreciated or realised just how big Beachbody was. And just how many different programs they do for people of all different levels of fitness and activity. So I got involved with my coach in America, and it was a very intense, sort of quite intimidating experience at times. But it's something that I've loved 99% of the time. Because it can be quite frustrating, but I've loved it, and it's definitely something that allows you to do it at home, at the gym. You can incorporate it into your gym workouts, which is what I tend to do, and sometimes if you're just not feeling going to the gym or anything, you can do it in the comfort and warmth of your own home. I got involved, spent quite a sort of a hard sort of 3-4 months really getting to grips with it and understanding what's going on. I'm still understanding and learning about it all, and all the different fitness programs and things like that. But it's been great so far.
And you mentioned that you do Beachbody in the gym. How do you make that work for you? Because I'm somebody who works out at home all the time, and so I've not had to sort of overcome that issue of taking my device or whatever it is I would need to take to the gym. So how does that work for you?
So what I tend to do is for example, with cardio, because hockey is generally a cardio sport, I tend to leave what would be your typical cardio, like running or rowing or cycling or anything like that. I tend to leave that form of cardio to with the hockey. But in terms of incorporating things into the gym, I might, for example, have a upper body day workout that I would do with light weights or building up the intensity or weights of that program. And then I would probably pair it with either a Pilates workout or an ab workout. The first transformation when I first started as a coach, I did a transformation sort of 21 day transformation program, and I chose the 21 day Fix Extreme.
Yes.
And that allowed me to incorporate, so go to the gym, do my upper body workout, and then have the option to either stay at the gym and finish it off with an ab workout or one of the Pilates workouts or any of the other sort of more intense workouts. Because with the 21 day Fix Extreme, you get a couple of additional workouts on certain days if you wish to do so. So I sort of made it up and depending on what I was feeling like or which area of my body I wanted to train, I paired up that 21 day Fix Extreme workout with my gym workout.
Yeah, I love the fact that you can do that. It makes it so versatile.
Well, exactly. And it means that if the gym's really busy or something, there's in the gym that I go to, there's a few areas where there are mats and stuff that you can go and do stretching, that kind of thing. So that was perfect for me to incorporate once I'd done my weights exercises to move on to the cardio or the ab or the Pilates workouts.
And do you stream it on your phone or do you take in an iPad or what do you use?
Yeah, so I tend to take my phone. I still work full time. So I've got an 8+. So that's got quite a big screen because it's perfect for emails, but it's also perfect for streaming Beachbody On Demand using the app.
Ah, yes, okay. So do you download it before you go to the gym or do you stream live?
So it tends to depend. If I'm organised enough, I will have downloaded it. Mm-hmm. But given I can sometimes be disorganised/spontaneous with my workouts, it's perfect because I've got 4G in the gym, so I can just stream it.
You see, that's what I love about this is the fact that you can, I think you can download up to 7 different workouts, can't you, on your device? And that, so if you're going on holiday or you're away on business, you can actually download the workouts before you head off. So you've got access to them and you don't need to rely upon internet access.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And so, Emily, that sort of gives us a really good roundup of the fact that you're pretty physically fit and that you're incorporating the gym and the Beachbody On Demand streaming service into your like daily routines. Do you mind going into a little detail about how it helped you overcome your eating habits by being part of this community?
Yeah, so I mean, when I mainly got into more seriously into the Beachbody stuff when I was unable to play hockey when I had glandular fever. Yeah. It was a good way to get back into like exercise, build up my fitness and stuff. And it's been, I've kind of more recently, probably in the past sort of 18 months, 2 years, developed a, probably I wouldn't say it was the most serious and I would never sort of profess for it to be like that, but I struggle with sort of eating a lot of food that isn't necessarily the right food, that isn't sort of within what I should be eating or things like that. And I am all for sort of eating a very 80-20 diet. So 80 sort of your veg, your proteins, your fats, your good fats, that kind of thing. And, but obviously having that 20% cheat meals, so having going out for curry, going out for pizza, having desserts, that kind of thing, chocolate bars, that kind of thing. But I have struggled in the past. And to be fair, I am still currently getting it under control, because if I'm bored or if I'm not very well or if I'm very stressed, and given the job that I've got, it's a very high stress environment most of the time.
Yes, because you're a trainee solicitor, aren't you?
Yeah, so I am. The way that I've done it is I have done all my training for law as I've worked. So I didn't go to university. I've done it all as I've worked, and it's always been quite high stress juggling what I need to do at work and then my training as well. So it's been one of those things that when I was stressed, if there was food there, I would eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I have noticed massively is when I was doing my 21 Day Fix Extreme, because of the pack that I bought, it has helped me massively, because you've got the portion containers that show you what size of each food group, so vegetables, fruits, fats, protein, that kind of thing, how much of that you need to be eating for one portion control, and then knowing how many of each portions I need to be having over the day. And yeah, that massively helped me. It was one of those things where I knew that if I wanted to give people realistic results of how I was achieving what I was achieving, then I had to stick to it.
Yes.
I had to stick to the portions. I had to give a real sort of evaluation of how I'd done it, how I'd found it, how I'd achieved it. And I mean, I think the first couple of days were all right, and then it got quite difficult towards the end of the first week, beginning of the second. But when I'd got into a rhythm, I got to a point where I had already prepped the night before. So
God,
the food that I used to eat was in front of me.
Gold star.
But the food that I needed to eat was in front of me. So if I was hungry, I knew that I had, I don't know, a big portion of cucumber that I could eat as one of my portions. And because of the app that they provide you with, it's so easy to look at how much you've got left to eat, how much you've eaten, that kind of thing. And I mean, the food portions are not small at all. The amount of food that you're supposed to eat is huge.
Thing that surprised me so much as well. But yeah. Sorry to interrupt. No, go on. Continue with your story, Emily.
But no, exactly how you say it. It's like, I was shocked at how much you could eat to maintain your current weight, for example, and how much you could eat over the period of the day. But when I had that structure, when I knew that I had to food prep when I got home, it was one of those sort of mental things that I already knew that I had to do it. So I'd already prepared myself to do it by the time I got home. And I found the 3 weeks that I did it, it was a bit of a mental battle at times. But when the food was there that I needed to eat, I didn't have a craving for chocolate or donuts or biscuits or anything that was there, because when I binge, I tend to eat very bad, well, not very bad things, but bad things that would be bad things if you ate them in a substantial amount regularly.
So refined carbs and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the past sort of week I found quite difficult in the terms of, it's stressful because it's in the lead up to Christmas. We're closed for 2 or 3 days next week. And there's quite a lot to do before I go. And I've been terrible at food prepping. So I've not had that ability to have that food there, like cucumber, carrots, hummus, that kind of thing that was there for me to eat. So it's been a difficult week, and I haven't stuck to what I wanted to stick to. But I've got next week, which is Christmas. We spend lots of time with family. And I think obviously with New Year coming up, you've obviously got lots of time. I'm very one for, you shouldn't wait till Monday, you shouldn't wait till next year, you shouldn't wait till next month. It's very much start now. But in terms of mental preparation, I'm very much aiming for the new year. And instead of giving things up like a lot of people do for New Year's resolutions, I'm very much one for taking things on or making achievable goals.
Yeah.
That is very much one of my key goals for the new year is to make sure that I'm managing my eating habits as much as possible. Doing that 80-20 split, I've decided that I'm going to make Monday to Friday as much as possible a very measured sort of vegetables, fruits, getting those healthy things in that I need, but yeah, then not feeling guilty for having a cheat day at a weekend.
I think it's so important to make that balance, though, isn't it? Because, you know, if we set ourselves these really hard goals, ultimately we're going to fall off the bandwagon at some point, because they get tedious. But like you say, with the fact that we've got the portion fixed containers, we've got the notes that tell us how many of each coloured container we're allowed to eat during the day, and significantly more than you would think. I was amazed that I actually eat more now in the portion fix system than I ever did before. But there's been a slight change, is that I eat a little bit more fruit, actually, because I'd always thought, oh, you know, I know that fruit is good for us, but in proportions. You have to be careful that you don't eat too much fruit because it's high in sugar. So I probably naturally had cut back on quite a bit of the fruit that I was eating. So now I'm eating more fruit, and I'm even adding more vegetables to my already large plate full of vegetables. And I've just cut back slightly on my carb sizes. But
well,
do you
exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, Emily.
Sorry. I found that with proteins as well, because I mean, I understand sort of the importance of protein, but when it's put in front of you in a container and you can see how much of that protein that you need, it's so much easier than getting your scales out and weighing it and doing it that way, because that then becomes a very tedious chore. Whereas with this, you can just whap it in the container, know how much of it you need, how many of the containers you need, and then you're good to go.
Absolutely. It is. It's a doddle. So, you know, in a nutshell, if you could just name one thing that you can be grateful to joining the Beachbody community for, what would it be? Would it be weight loss, accountability, you know, control over your feeding? What would you say?
I think the main thing for me has got to be that support group and accountability that you've got, because you've got, it sounds very cliche and cheesy, but it is like a gigantic family with so many people there to support you and keep you accountable. And if you've got someone there with you who's doing something similar to you, is doing this or is doing the same fitness program as you, you can share your, you don't have to keep it to yourself. You can share your problems, you can share your issues, you can share how you've overcome your issues. And it then makes it a much easier thing to do, because you've got that support system if you're feeling down or you need that pick me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You've got a bunch of people that you know have got your back, and like they know that you have got their back as well.
Exactly. And I think that's definitely, and that's one thing that I definitely as a coach strive to do, is to present myself in as real a way as possible, so people know that what they are trying to achieve is achievable. And I'm there. I want to be there for the people who need the support, and just to help other people have provided the support for me.
And so on that note, how do people connect with you, Emily? What's the best way for people to find you?
So my main sort of social media platform is Instagram, and my name is Emilia.g. So that's Emilia. And then Facebook, and there is a link on my Instagram that links straight to my fitness page and my profile. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram or add me as a friend on Facebook.
And just to clarify, G is G-E-E, it's not just the letter G.
Yeah, G-E-E, that's right.
Okay, well, I'll make sure that all links to you and Steffi, who we're going to talk to in just a few minutes, that I post all of those in, they'll be on the show notes and the replay blurb and my website. And then when you guys share it out onto your websites, obviously it'll be there as well. But I'll make sure that's all done. So, Emily, we're going to move to your song of choice in a couple of seconds. So what made you, you've chosen The Show Must Go On by Queen. So just briefly, what made you choose that song?
It's just a song that's always struck a chord with me. My family are Queen mad, but I just love the lyrics, because if you listen to the lyrics, it's quite a, I don't know, it's just a very, it's tragic but feel good at the same time. And it was sung by Freddie Mercury as towards the end of his life. So I think it's just one of those things that I find very inspirational and just gives me goose pimples every time I hear it.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, listen, we've got to go pop it on now. So, Emily, I really appreciate the time that you've given us tonight and hope that you continue to make a good recovery. Thank you so much for being on the show and really appreciate your time with us. So I know you're off now, so I'm going to play your song and I'll catch up with you again soon. So take care and thank you, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Speak soon.
Bye.
Bye. So here's The Show Must Go On by Queen.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know this score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain.
Guitarist Brian May wrote this while lead singer Freddie Mercury was dying of AIDS. It was Mercury's last official album with Queen, and when it was released, very few people knew that he actually had the disease. The lyrics are about the need to press on and make the most out of life while you can still enjoy it. And it's inevitably a comment on Mercury's worsening condition and his attitude towards life. Brian May noted that about his incredible courage in the Days of Our Lives documentary. And he says about Freddie Mercury that he never moaned and he never said how awful his life was, and that he had incredible strength and peace. So moving on, and all about making the best of life, my next guest is Stephanie Jenkins. Steffi is a fitness professional who swam the English Channel as part of a relay team. Spinning too many plates resulted in her suffering severe stress, panic attacks and high-performing anxiety, which actually led to a full breakdown. Steffi tells us how belonging to a supportive community has helped her get the support that she was lacking. So, Steffi, thanks so much for being on the show today. To start off, would you share a little bit about your story and how Beachbody has impacted your life, please?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Kate. Good evening. And good evening to everyone who's listening. Yeah, fantastic to be on here tonight to talk about it, because I feel very passionate about how Beachbody has really been there supporting me through my mental health and also my fitness, which the two are extrinsically linked, as we know. But yes, basically for me, a long time ago, I think we all do this. We start to get very busy and everybody always says, how are you doing? You get very busy and you get even busier and you just don't realize how much you're doing. And as a fitness professional, I teach classes, I work one-on-one with people. And quite often, I'd be putting people before myself. I start work very early in the morning, 6-7 o'clock in the morning. And quite often I'm there very, very late as well. And so I found that my own fitness ended up sort of going by the wayside a little bit, and I ended up putting on quite a lot of weight. And I think a lot of people would say, how can you be a personal trainer or, you know, a fitness instructor and, you know, be carrying quite a bit of weight, which was also causing me another element of stress. However, I do happen to be very fit anyway, and have a good natural level of fitness. I've played sport all my life, and I've always enjoyed being part of a team. So it came a point where I ended up seeing one of the Beachbody workouts, and I just thought, do you know what? I need to really do something for myself here. It was 21 Day Fix, which I think a lot of people do start with. I know it's one of Beachbody's most popular programs, and for good reason too. So I started off with that one, and I really enjoyed it. And at that time, we in the UK weren't able to have coaches helping us with our meal plans, etc. And I didn't. Even with all my knowledge, I still wasn't very good really at the planning phase of it. Didn't really, know who to ask really for the help. And then once Beachbody started coming into the UK and I did have a coach and also was member of a group, this all changed for me. And it was absolutely outstanding. All of a sudden, daily support came in, just try this, try that. Have you tried this? And everybody, because everyone's sharing the same goal, you might be getting there slightly different. And people always say it's your journey is unique to you. But we've all got the same goal and we're all sort of, within the same company, we're doing a similar program or quite often the same program in that group. And I just found it so supportive for me. It really gave me structure to my day. And that really started to help me with overcoming my stress and helping me with my anxiety, and definitely getting back onto the road of feeling better in myself again.
Yeah. How important do you think like regular fitness is for your mental health?
Oh, I think it's right up there. I work with mental health at work. We have a scheme and we try to get people into the gym for 30 minutes a day. So obviously a lot of the Beachbody workouts are 30 minutes and that's just perfect. And it just goes to show that you don't need to flog your body. Quite often, I think people get into the habit of thinking, oh, I went to a party last night, so now I must punish my body and, you know, be in the gym for 2, 3, 4 hours. It's quite incredible what we see. And actually, you don't, you know, you need to be kind to your body, and you need to find something you enjoy. And 30 minutes, you know, is a really good time to have. And that's totally manageable.
It's something. Yeah, I must admit, I've been doing the 30 minutes every day recently. Probably about a year ago, I thought, oh, you know, 45 to an hour is really what I should be doing as a bare minimum. But I've realised that over the last few months, that if you just do 30 minutes of intense activity, so you're pushing yourself beyond your limits, or, you know, nearing your limits, it's just as effective as it is ever to you. In fact, probably more effective than to sit on a bike for 2 hours or sit on a rowing machine for 2 hours, just rowing backwards and forwards. Although, you know, you're going to get hot and sweaty. And yes, of course, you're going to do something good to your body. It's better than sitting on a couch for 2 hours. But if you exercise wisely, you don't need to spend ages and ages doing it.
No, that's just right, actually. And I think it makes you start to realise about your time management. And at work, you know, I'm very professional. I sort of look at myself a little bit like a duck, I guess, as often the saying is that, you know, you look calm and unruffled on top, always uber professional. And, you know, what happens with high performing anxiety is just that people don't realise that, you know, sort of underneath your world is in chaos. And I think also it's very important, and I know both the princes have been doing a lot of work this year, and as has Kate, and there's a lot going on now, which I'm really grateful for as well, with mental health. But people think, oh, you know, it's not acceptable, and there's still that stigma attached to it. And I think with everything that's happening nowadays, and we get swamped by, you know, looking after children, looking after pets, going to work, we have to have an immaculate house, and, you know, everything does have to be looking perfect all the time. And then you've got to get to your class, and you've got to get to the gym, and you've got to be, you know, amazing at everything. That actually, you know what, it's finding the balance is so important. And one of the big things that Beachbody, in particular the coaching, because they, you know, they're so great on professional development, so your personal development, is the time management side. And now I'm being extremely constructive with my day. I do get up early. I get up, you know, usually 5 a.m. in the morning. I spend an hour to myself. Then I do my workout. Then I would probably be in work. And on days I'm not in early, I'm being very constructive in those first 3, 4 hours of the day. But if I reflect back to my work, where we are in sport, exercise and health, we work with a lot of elite athletes, and this is exactly what they do. You know, they might be studying, for example, a law degree, but they need to get all their training in. And so I just find this, you know, this whole idea of the time management side has been so very, very useful for me. And the 30 minutes, like you say, I used to compete in triathlon and cycling. I still compete now in cycling. I'll be competing next year for the first time in a few years. And that's been a real turnaround point for me as well. But yes, it's very much a case of, you know, trying to find those slots to be and have effective training rather than turning up and scrolling Facebook maybe for an hour and sitting on a bike, not really doing anything. But I, you know, as I say, I'm a personal trainer myself. I work in a gym, but I actually use these programs at home. But I also use them in the gym as well. I teach classes, but I do it for me. And I absolutely love it. In my head, I'm like, 30 minutes, that's what I've got. And when once you've done the warm up, you're thinking, gosh, 25 minutes left, you know?
Yeah. No, it is so doable. And within the challenge group, one thing that stands out for me, you just mentioned the stigma that surrounds mental health. And in fact, one of my previous guests was Jeff McDonald, who set up Minds at Work, which is helping to break down the stigma of mental health in the workplace. And he's done incredible work working with the princes as well, trying to help break down this stigma. But what I think also within, you know, bring it back to Beachbody and the what we call a challenge group, which is essentially, it's a closed Facebook group where we all follow either a specific fitness program together, or we all follow a fitness program of our choosing, but it's a very safe area, isn't it? And it's because it's a closed community, you're able to share and be vulnerable, probably where you may not otherwise, because social media is so full of bright shiny buttons and you only get to see what people want to show you. But within, I find, the Beachbody community, we get it all, the warts and everything. Yes.
We certainly do. And it's quite amusing for me now, because as I continue on with different programs, so because there's so many programs available on Beachbody, which, you know, both personally and professionally, I think are completely, you know, they're fantastic. They really are. There's, as a professional, there's no way I could give someone that amount of information in a personal training one-on-one session. And depending on where you are in the country, where I work, it's usually around £50-60 an hour. I know London can be up to £250 an hour for personal training. You just wouldn't get that. But within those support groups, and as I say, so at the end of the groups, we tend to, or quite often we'll post pictures of our, you know, selves before and after. And there's this picture of me on Facebook. It's on my fitness page. And I never thought taking that picture, it would ever be posted on social media. And so I've got these pink pants, and now there's just a continual joke about these pink pants, because I'm wearing pink pants and a sports bra, but they really have become, you know, my marker of where I am. And the results, you know, even I've been astonished by the results myself. I was, you know, eating really well, found it so easy to do. But then, like you say, in these support groups, there's people in there that, you know, I'm now such good friends with. Some of them I've never met, some of them live across the pond. But the support is outstanding, because we're all typically going through the same thing. We all have bad days, we have good days, and everybody's there to lift you when you're not having a great day. And it just means that you need to be brave enough to actually post yourself into that group. And quite often, I think that's something that, you know, we need to overcome as well, is actually okay to say that you're not okay. And that can be your first step in a closed group like that, is to say, you know, I'm really not having a good day today. And then everyone can come in. And I remember that when my breakdown happened, it happened at work, and I was ironically at the end of a workout, and I fell down onto my knees, and I just couldn't stop sobbing and crying. And I didn't really understand what was going on, to be honest. I don't think you really do at that point. And I posted it into the group, and I just said, you know, really found that workout very emotional, because quite often, you know, when you're pushing yourself, obviously you're getting in touch with yourself as well. And, you know, and if you are really going for it, then you are going to reach places that you haven't been to before. And I obviously, you know, that wasn't the reason that it happened, but all these emotions just came out. It came flooding out. And do you know, Kate, it needed to come out, because if you just keep storing these things up, it just gets worse and worse and worse. It's, you know, it's continuing on. So I was most grateful to everyone then came in, and they were being so, you know, supportive. And I had private messages, you know, let me know if you ever want to chat. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to do it online than it is to maybe, you know, talk to your parents or your other half or your best friend. And, you know, a lot of people, especially this time of year, might be going through relationship issues. I know they say January is a big time for divorce.
Yes.
But, you know, you need to chat to people about it, because, you know, it's not good to have that weight on your shoulders.
So do you think that, you know, could you safely say that, you know, being regularly keeping fit and being part of the supportive community is something that's helping you deal with the anxiety that you were faced with at that time?
Yes, 100%. And I am still recovering from that now. I have days when, you know, I don't really feel so great, but what I find really helps is just prioritizing the fact that, you know, I get up early. For me, it's the best time of day. I get up early and I do my workout, and it really lifts me. Mm-hmm. And as we know, exercise releases endorphins. It gives you that feel good rush. You know, I love it. And then I'm in a routine. I have my Shakeology afterwards, which I've also found so helpful for me. And because as much as we all think we've got a clean eating diet or, you know, healthy way of eating, inevitably we all have days when we just don't tick all those boxes. And, you know, I found that this really has helped me. It's got so many superfoods in it. It stopped me having all these sugar cravings. I've been sleeping better. Apparently my skin feels like silk. So that was a super side effect of that. But in the past, I think having done other programs, and because I've been extremely competitive across so many different sports, and we're always encouraged to take different supplements, and also actually on other online training programs. And one of which I think in order to start, I'd spent, you know, at least £200 on stocking up on all these pills and potions, which, by the way, are still in my cupboard. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you know, with Beachbody, they didn't find anything that was up to scratch, up to their standards. And so therefore they created their own product. I mean, you know, what a fantastic thing to do. So they're in control of that product. And I, you know, I really love it because I think, you know, it's that little missing link. It's in a shake, or you can make it up into foods or whatever it is. And, you know, if you think you're short of time, then you can just make yourself a smoothie. And I think that's so important as well, is that it's called Shakeology, but actually, you know, it's all about adding in different things. And we all add in, you know, bananas. Mine today had banana, spinach, ginger. I always like to use a bit of whole milk. Yeah. And there's so many recipes out there. You can really experiment with it too. And it's even passed my niece's test and my other half. So, you know, that's been fantastic for me. And it's what I think, you know, with a very busy life, especially if you are starting early in the morning or maybe you're on shifts or anything like that, it's something that's really supporting your nutrition, and that in turn obviously supports your fitness, your health goals, but also your mental health. It's really, really important.
I'm very pleased you mentioned that as well, about the supplements, being obviously a very competitive sportswoman yourself, and being in that sort of realm of supplement taking, the fact that you've not found anything that is remotely as effective as Shakeology is.
Yeah, no, I love the product as well. And we're very wary. I always research all my products. And when Shakeology wasn't available in the UK, when I first came into contact with Beachbody, which was about 4 years ago, I remember looking at it and I was like, what's this rubbish? You know, that was, I think that's quite often everyone is thinking, what's this? You know, very, also potentially a very British thing to do.
I did as well.
Yeah. And then your next step is, you know, you kind of think, well, what is it? They keep talking about it. So I did so much research on it. I also talked about it at work. I'm lucky to work with some really top class nutritionists. And I was like, what do you think of this? And, you know, when you look at the ingredients list, there's just nothing in there that's, well, I would class as dodgy. It is literally just all superfoods. And, you know, you've got the option of having whey protein, or you can have pea protein if you're going to go the vegan route. And do you know what, before I got Shakeology, I was already using pea protein daily in my smoothie, because like I say, it's something that if I have a very busy day at work, I might teach spin, for example, and then within 10 minutes I need to be PTing straight away. So, you know, for me, that's where a shake or something like that would come in. For me, it's not a meal replacement at all. It was just like having a mini meal that gave me enough energy to get through until I had time for a break.
Gosh, Joe, it seems to have, being part of the Beachbody community as a whole has benefited you in so many different ways, and I'm so pleased that you're able to showcase that today, because I really want people to understand it's not just about being fit on the outside. It's so much more than that. You peel back the layers and you can see the effect that Beachbody has on every single little layer of ourselves, whether that's within our brains, within our cellular structure, our muscular structure, our skin, our hair, our nails, and how we respond to the external community around us too, because our needs are being met on a physical and a nutritional level. So we're kind of having the opportunity to be our best selves, given, you know, whatever state of play we wake up on any particular day.
Yes, I think another thing that we tend to talk about in sport in particular, and again, if I've been working with, sort of international athletes or anybody who's extremely competitive, we often talk about something called environmental factors. And that actually is about who you surround yourself with. So it could be your coach, could be a personal trainer, could be your physio, your sports massage therapist, it's your parents, it's your siblings, it's your partner. And so if we look at Beachbody, one thing that I found, for me in particular helped is, as I say, everybody is sharing that same journey, the same goal, albeit differently, but everybody's so positive. And it's like being in a positive party all the time. And I think for me, because my layers of stress were building up, unfortunately, my other half is still under an awful lot of stress. But also with my mum being very ill, having a stroke and brain tumours and a bit of breast cancer, all coming in at the same time and all these things. And when that happens to you, you don't feel that you can, obviously you can't always chat to people about that. And you kind of sometimes want to get away from that as well. And the community support that you get in these Beachbody groups is just fantastic. And so I found it was a really good outlet for me to have an area for me. And quite often it's when, people don't find the times for themselves. How often is it that we, prioritize ourselves? We're too busy looking after everybody else. And worrying about work, well, it's always going to be there, but, your health isn't. And that, I think, is a real key point with definitely with the group support. I don't think you don't quite realise it sometimes until you're in that group. It's fantastic. It's daily. It's not once a week. it's there when you need it. If you need it in the morning or pop in a question at lunchtime or later on in the day, have a side chat with your coach. It's great. Yeah. And I love that with my... with everybody I have under with me in my little team, I'm always checking in with them because I'm genuinely interested to know how they're doing. And when they finish a program, I get so excited. Honestly, I get teary and everything because I'm just so pleased that they took that step. And they always say to me, oh, God, this is so much better than I thought it was going to be. So they're overcoming the fear.
It is. It's fantastic. And, it's meant that I've met you, I've met Emily, and I've met Lou, who was due to be on here tonight, but due to technical difficulties, she's not been able to join us. But, aren't we lucky to be part of just such an A-star community? I'm so grateful to it as well. So, Steffi, we're going to move to your song in a few minutes. Just before we do that, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
So I'm on Instagram a lot and Facebook. So Instagram, I'm Stephanie.Jenks, J-E-N-K-S. And you can follow me there and send me a message if you like to. But also I have Stephanie Jenkins is my regular Facebook page and my fitness page is Stephanie Jenkins PlayFit. And we currently have a slightly cryptic Christmas themed hydration challenge going on at the moment, so feel free to jump on. They're quite good fun. You've got to work out how many glasses of water you're drinking in that day and then post your snowmen later. So that's the best way. My email is on that Facebook page as well, so you can just click email to get in contact.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time. I know you've got to shoot off as well, so have a fantastic meal out later. Yeah. And thank you for being so candid and open with us. And I think the more we talk about these issues, the more we can inspire other people and encourage other people to share their stories too, because it does make an awful lot of difference knowing that you're part of a supportive community and that you are supported. So thank you so much for your time today, Steffi.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
We're going to be playing your song of choice, which is Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls. Just briefly, what made you choose this song in particular?
I'm already laughing. It just makes me laugh. It's such an upbeat, boppy song. And then is it in the first few lines? When you're feeling sad and low. Clearly, I don't have a singing voice. And it's just so much fun. I use it in spin. Everybody loves it. I love shimmying to the left, shimmying to the, you know, the right. And yeah, it's just an upbeat song. And it reminds me of being at university and being away playing sport on a particular tour. And we had a fab time.
Oh, superb. Right. Well, we're going to get some of that energy right now. So thank you so much, Steffi. And I'll be in touch with you again soon.
Excellent. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Much to Emily Gee and Steffi Jenkins for being my guests tonight. I'm just going to finish off on a few minutes and share my story. I was approached during July of this year by a coach in the States from Beachbody. I found Beachbody by an infomercial, and it was T25, Sean T's T25, which I ended up buying. In those days, you had to buy the disc set. They didn't have the streaming service like they do now, which is known as Beachbody On Demand. And so I did that, and I used to love it. Literally, it was 25 minutes of pretty intense workout. But I hadn't made any changes to my diet, and I'm 47 years old, and I'd always had this. Well, I felt my tummy was just getting slightly bigger. I called it my menopausal tummy, and I sort of thought it was there to stay for good. Anyway, I did the workout, and then I did that. You know, I finished it, and then I thought, well, I better do it again, and finished it. And oh, I was actually towards the end of the third or fourth time round, I was starting to get a little bit bored with it. And then Beachbody then decided to create, literally access to hundreds of workout programs, which you can now stream. So that's perfect. So that's how I've now, I stream my Beachbody workout programs. And I'm currently doing one called 21 Day Fix Extreme, which follows on from 21 Day Fix. And before that, I did Shalene Extreme. And every time I start a new workout, it becomes my new favorite workout because they just challenge you in different ways. And because it's sometimes it's the same trainer, sometimes it's a different trainer. There's always a mix. There's always variety. And at the moment, we're prepping for a program that's coming out in January called 80 Day Obsession. And it is 80 days of pretty intensive workouts, but I'm so excited about it because it includes resistance bands and sliders. And if you follow me on Facebook, you'll have seen some of my really poor attempts at working out with the sliders. They're really hard, but anyway, I'm actually quite looking forward to it. The workouts make me laugh, and if I'm smiling, then it makes the pain seem a lot less worse. Anyhow, going back to my mummy tummy. And I come from a family where we are very sociable and we all enjoy a glass of wine in the evening. And I'd found that I'm a single woman, I'm a single mum, and every night I'd have two or three glasses of wine. More often than not, it was two, but there were occasions where I was having three. And I just got to the point where I thought, do I really need to be doing this? You know, I'm very health and fitness conscious. I eat reasonably well. I'm quite a clean eater. I think I balance my meals fairly well. But I'd always got this mummy tummy, this menopausal mummy tummy I couldn't get rid of. And so when I signed up as a coach in August, my upline found me in July, and I ummed and ahed and decided to go for it in August. And since then, since becoming a coach, it's really made me accountable, and I have really got to start to become a product of a product. And to be quite honest, I saw it as a bit of a challenge. It was a bit of a scary challenge because it meant that every day, or 6 out of 7 days, I have to get up and work out. But instead of just doing, say, 3 workouts a week, which I thought was pretty good for me at the time, I'm now doing 6 workouts a week, and I'm loving it. And I've also introduced the portion control system, which is just so easy to follow. And since then, and since stopping drinking wine, I've lost my mummy tummy. I've slimmed down so much. I bought a pair of skinny jeans recently, and I'm going to be putting the photos on my Facebook tomorrow or the day after. And going down from a 29-inch waistband, and I'm 27 inches now. And that's all in about 10 weeks of work, I think. I'm eating more than I did beforehand. But the reason I wanted to talk about the wine habit is that I managed to come off it because I started drinking this shake called Shakeology. Now, like Steffi, when I saw the adverts and saw the packet, and I just thought, oh, it's just some marketing rubbish. You know, when we go shopping, everything says natural, or everything says farm reared, or it's supposed to be animal friendly, or we get bombarded with fake marketing all the time. So I have to admit, I was pretty skeptic about Shakeology. And since signing up as a coach, I thought, well, I'd better find out what this product actually tastes like. Because if I'm encouraging other people to drink it, then I'd better be damn sure that I know what it's like. So I signed up for a month's supply of it. And anyway, I started drinking it. I signed up for the combo pack, and you get vanilla, strawberry and chocolate in the combination pack. And I use it now as a meal substitute for my lunch. Normally, I'm really busy anyway, so I tend to eat on the hoof. And so it suits me perfectly. I might have that and an apple or an orange or a banana or something like that for my lunch. But I have it about 2 o'clock, and I found that it stopped my sugar cravings. Well, it wasn't my craving for wine. It was my craving for sugar, which was causing me to reach for the wine bottle. And to be quite honest, anywhere from about 4:30 onwards, I'd be thinking, oh, I really feel like a glass of wine, or I really feel like a glass of cider. Well, I don't get that anymore now. I didn't have to go through any so-called withdrawal process. I didn't feel deprived. The only thing that has happened is that my tummy has gone right down. I've lost a load of weight. I'm feeling fitter and healthier with every single day that goes by. My hair is better. My nails are better. My skin's superb. I'm sleeping well. And all I've done is up my fitness routine to include 6 workouts a week instead of 3. And I drink Shakeology instead of sometimes grabbing the odd sandwich. And I'm following the portion fix control system, which actually results in me eating more than I used to eat. So it's win-win as far as I'm concerned. So I just wanted to mention that because anybody out there that, you know, has a similar habit as to me, please do get in touch. I can help you get off the wine. It's if you're a social drinker, I can easily help you get off it. I recently ran a water challenge and that was very successful. And I'm running an alcohol-free or a reduce your alcohol group in the new year. So, you know, come and find me on Facebook. My fitness web fitness Facebook page is Kate Hartley UK. But I'll put all the links into tonight's show notes. And anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it is so easily doable and it's a lot easier than you might think. So I just want to finish this off by saying how much fun I've had on tonight's show. I'm also really stoked to share some of the powerful stories about different aspects of life that we've, you know, different problems that we've all struggled with. But the one thing that binds us together is a commitment to health. I find that so many people don't value their health until it's too late. And once it's gone, it can be very difficult to get back, if at all. So I encourage every single one of you listening to take those steps today to make your health a priority. Oh. And that's my dog signing off for me. Sorry, they're just chasing the cat. You know, you have one chance at this life, so why not make it a chance to shine? Again, thank you so much to my guests, Emily Gee and Stephanie Jenkins. And thank you to you all for tuning in. This was episode 22 of the Flourish and Thrive radio show with me, Kate Hartley of flourishtherapy.co.uk. Emily Gee and Steffi Jenkins were my inspiring guests. And until next time, goodbye from us all. And also wishing you a superbly happy Christmas.
I can do anything, I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want, I can be what I want to be.
Culture on Fire Radio.